Welcome back to the conversation right here on the Sunny Side. I am Gabriella. Happy September once again. It's the first day in the month of September, and I'm excited that you made it, we all made it, and we ought to be thankful for the gift of life. I am Gabriella. 11 minutes gone past 2 o'clock. So let's just talk. There's so many stories to talk about. You know that, right? This is very fascinating one. I know that you should have seen this story. We will talk about it right now. Let's go to Jigawa State government. According to the government of Jigawa State, they say that they shared 193 billion naira to pregnant women and lactating mothers in 7 months. Yeah, don't scream. Let me give you the full gist. According to reports, they said it spent this money, 192.96 billion naira, to implement its maternal and child cash transfer program between November last year and June this year. Now, the executive secretary of the Jigawa State Rehabilitation Board, Ibrahim Rebakaya, he was the one who disclosed this during a three-day validation of Kaduna State's graduation youth-focused social protection program on Wednesday. And that event happened in Kano. He said that the program was introduced in 2021, that was last year, based on the successes of the cash transfer program that was implemented in the state by an NGO against hunger. And that's Action Against Hunger, AAH, that's the name of the NGO. And he went on to say that this program provided the needed evidence about the effectiveness of cash transfer. I hope you're listening. Of cash transfer in addressing poverty and vulnerability. Now, according to him still, he said that the intervention targeted 5,740 beneficiaries, which make up pregnant women and lactating mothers in that state, for conditional cash transfer across the 287 political wards in that state. 20 beneficiaries were selected from each of those political wards to address the stunting among children under 5 years of age. And according to him, every 5,740 beneficiaries received 32,000 naira, 4,000 naira monthly from November last year to June this year, all amounting to 183.68 billion naira. He says that 4 million naira out of that money was expended as extra charges. 688 million on bank charges, 4.5 million naira on automated teller machine cards, ATM cards, 4.5 million naira. 4.5 million. However, according to him, 172 beneficiaries had issues with their BVN and their payment was not successful. That's for 172 people. But according to him, he says they would receive their payments as soon as the issue is resolved. So 192 billion naira was transferred in cash monthly between November and June to women who were pregnant and women who were nursing babies, to the tune of 2,000 naira and 4,000 naira respectively every month. Let's talk about this. With all due respect, let's ask some pertinent questions. Yes. We know that there are laudable interventions that, you know, are lifesavers. We know that. But there are so many questions that come to mind. Was this money in the budgets? Was this money budgeted? Who approved for this money to these monies to be disbursed under this program? To the tune of that amount, 193 billion naira. We scream every day in Nigeria, we don't have money, we don't have money, we're borrowing for this, for that, we're too dependent on oil, subsidy here, tomorrow, security, we don't have the right arsenal, this. We're screaming every single day, begging for better, more resources to deal with our numerous problems. But of all the problems that Nigeria is faced with, disbursing 4,000, 32,000 every month to women who are pregnant and women who are nursing babies, for some reason just takes number one priority. What do you imagine 193 billion naira could have done for Nigeria right now? Or let's even say between November last year and June this year. What do you think that money is could have done for Nigeria? No, just think about it. You can give me your answers on WhatsApp. I'm going to be taking your messages on WhatsApp. The phone lines will be open in a minute. And you can also call in and let me know. But just think about it for a second. You may want to write it down as well if you'd like. What if you were the president for the day, where would you approve for that money to be channeled to? 193 billion naira. I'd like to know what your answer is to that question. What would you rather Nigeria use that money for? While you answer that, like I said, there are so many questions. Was this in the budget? What coffer did this money come out from? If indeed we need to borrow to service our budget, under what priority does this program fall under? Under what priority does it fall to be so important to be put in a budget that we're borrowing to service? I would assume that when you want to borrow money to deal with all your issues, you would place priority on the ones that are most important. For example, I need to buy a new pair of shoes. My shoes are worn out. I need a new belt. It would be nice to have a new perfume. My perfume is out. It would be nice to just buy a new one. I need to buy food in the house so my children can eat. And I need to pay my rent. I have 5 issues. I want to borrow 500,000 naira to deal with all of these issues. Which of these issues do you think will be number one on my list to tackle? Will it be the house rent, or will it be the perfume I need to buy? Now, that analogy makes me think about some people who have argued to say, well, Nigeria has a priority problem. Maybe we're not just great at prioritizing. We don't know. There's also the issue of mismanagement and all the theories that there are out there. But this, I'd like to hear your thoughts on. The phone lines are open. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Remember that when you do call, you need to turn down the volume on your radio so we can have a smooth conversation. I've got Harry on the line calling from Yenagoa. Good afternoon, Harry. You're welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Harry.
I would like to answer. Can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, I would like to answer that question very briefly. Because if we have that kind of money, I don't think, if I were to be the president, I don't think we'll be having ASU issues right now. Mm. Because I think that money should be enough to settle the ASU dispute.
It's not actually, but I mean, it will go a long way in settling that issue.
It will go a long way. At least let it be that, yes, they are sincere about whatever stuff they are going to do. So that money should be used to settle part of ASU, Wahala, and all that. So I think, in fact, I think in this country we put the cart before the horse. That's one big problem we have. And they are just not sincere in anything at all. I think the only sincerity they have is knowing where to run, what position to run. That's the only sincerity they have. They always have in mind, get to run the position they want to run for. That's the only sincerity with our politicians in this country. Thank you.
All right, Harry, thank you very much for your thoughts. Let's speak to Gabriel. Good afternoon, Gabriel. You're welcome. Ah, Gabriel, I lost your call there. Please do well to call back. I'd like to hear what you have to say. Remember, we're also streaming live on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. We're streaming live on there. You can watch us live as you drop your thoughts. I'd like to know what you think about this. Do you think we have a priority problem? Do you think we have a mismanagement problem? Or we'll just say we're just, like someone put it one time, fantastically corrupt. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
My name is Kutumi.
Please turn off your radio.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Kutumi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we have mismanagement problem. Hello?
Okay, you're going to have to call me back. It's really hard to have that conversation with you. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. And you can also join a conversation on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. We're streaming live on there at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. And on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can drop your comments on there and I'll take them as they come. Walter is calling from Rukwaku. Good afternoon, Walter.
Good afternoon, Gabe.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
You see, if you have such money in our coffers, I would advise the president to invest this money in agriculture. Do you know that there's hunger in Nigeria? People are hungry. You are in your house with your family. You cannot take 3 square meals in a day. So I would want the federal government to invest this money into agriculture. Because people are suffering. We are suffering. No food. You see theft every day. You go to a plantain on your farm. You see plantain standing. The bunch is not there. So there's hunger. There's hunger. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Walter. Promise is on the line from Remo Dumaya. Good afternoon, Promise.
Yeah, good afternoon, my sister.
You're welcome. We also have someone else on the line, so make it quick so we can move on.
All right, if you ask me, my sister, I would say we have a priority problem in Nigeria. You know, the most important thing should come first. In life, you must, like, you give an example of a house, a film, and so on. If and a normal individual should know that where you lay your head after your day-to-day activities, where you keep your head should be the number one thing. Because if you don't have where to sleep, then you don't. Then that means you have no rest in life. And if you don't rest, how will you have the strength to do other things the next day? Now, in Nigeria here, we must make sure we bring the most important things first. Once you solve those most important ones, other ones follow. The Bible gave an example that the kingdom, seek ye first, the kingdom of God. And every other thing shall be added unto you. That kingdom of God that you seek, is that the Bible makes sure that that one is the most important. Every other thing follows. So if we tackle the most important one, you see other things following with ease. We will not even struggle with other things. You understand? In economics, I think we have what we call choice, need, want, and all those things. You understand? Now there are things you need. There are things you want. But those ones you need, they are the most important. You may want so many things, but the one you need, there is one particular one you should need that's very, very important. You understand? So our problem in Nigeria is priority issues.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Mr. Zion is calling from GRA. Good afternoon, Mr. Zion.
Yeah, good afternoon. You know, sometimes when people like us just hands on the plow to develop this nation, whenever we hear certain news, it breaks our hearts. It just melts, as in, we are just like a shadow of ourselves at that instant. Look at the such amount of money in which a particular state is wasting. In 2021, the cost of potato in the international market was sold for $635 per ton. Do that conversion. Amid the war that is going on in Russia, that people are now going for wheat and wheat is so scarce to get, they are now resolving to sell potato globally. And now the cost of potato in the natural market is being sold for $900 per ton. 900. Now, if such amount of money, oh my goodness me, we can go into sweet potato farming from Port Harcourt down to Aba, from Port Harcourt down to Bori, per meter square, you run it through, just farm the potato. How many hours will it take? How many minutes will it take? At least that kind of amount of money can give us nothing less than 20 machines. And those machines were working in different capacity. And we send about 500 of these Nigerians to different countries to go and promote out the coming of the Nigerian sweet potato that is coming, which the global market too is also waiting for us. Potato in less than 4 months, 5 months, at best. Tell me what this amount of money would have done for this country. I'm only making the statistics of that and the budget of that particular amount, though. That particular amount. 500 Nigerians, send them to part of Africa, part of Europe, and part of UK, America, and Asia. Send them there. Tell them that the Nigerian potato is the best and is coming. And we already have a signatory in the international market where our products can be taken there. We are not selling it on the Edo sweet potato, come and buy, you know. All they need is, are they ready? Are they good for consumption? They go through all the necessary processes. And even the United Nations become beggars. Please, Mr. Nigeria, can you give us a certain portion of this? We want to send it to Africa, a particular area where there is drought. We want to send it. This is where nations grow. And we are talking about a ton that has been about $900 per ton. And we are opportune with these acres of land to produce nothing less than 2 million tons. I'm not talking about crude oil. Mm. I'm talking about a ton of potato. That is trillions, zillions of naira would have made for this country. But a few people just waste that money. Our problem is not that misplaced priority. The truth is simple. They are not educated enough, Mr. Zion.
All right, Mrs. Zion, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. They're not educated enough. Do you agree with that? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On Facebook, we're streaming live at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and on Facebook, Oyake Tariye says, corruption in politics is our issue. Each year, they dominate, dividing us like calculator. Somebody come help us. This is your comment, Sha. Thank you for sending that in regardless. Good afternoon. Hello? Apologies for that. Please do well to call back. Still taking comments on Facebook. Joy Paul says, we are just corrupt. John Ugboji says, you have said it all. Remember, we're streaming live on Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. So you can drop your tweets on there and I'll take them as they come. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon, moderator.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Come on.
All right.
Listen, you said that's our leaders is our problem. They don't think very well before they enforce anything. You said this people will come to suggest for Nigeria to be good. These people before, these are our leaders, before they buy from, they have to go to medical checkup. have to go to psychiatry.
Medical checkup?
Check, yes, psychiatric, to check whether they are fit for leadership. Thank you.
I don't know how to respond to that. Medical checkup to check if they're fit for leadership. But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But it was just funny as well. Thank you for sharing that with me. 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Good afternoon.
Hello.
You're welcome. Remember, when you do call, you need to turn down the volume on your radio so that, you know, we both can have a great conversation. Otherwise, it's your credit you're burning, right? I don't know why it's so difficult for some people to really get it. Just turn off your radio so we can talk and you say what you have to say in the shortest possible time and save your credit. All right, let's see what's going on WhatsApp. Dom Wakike says, I want to use this clip to answer your question. Well, sadly, I can't even play your clip. I can't even hear it, you know. So please type it in text and then I will take your thoughts on the matter. This one here says, good afternoon, Gabriella. For me, I think what is bedeviling the nation is worse than just corruption. Every other country suffers corruption to a different degree. But I think it's gone beyond that for us. We need spiritual intervention to help in tackling our financial woes in our economy. All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Isn't that good info?
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
All right. I'm calling from Yanagua. My name is Roland.
All right.
The issue is that the politicians, they know what they're doing. Because in economics, they have what we call the skill of person. These people, they know what they're doing. They just pick and choose whatever policy or stuff they will do that will enable them taxes graph in a way that cannot be decipherable. So they know what they're doing. They just look for easy access to loot. How can somebody do such a thing in a state that is regarded as being backward? You know, it's unfortunate though. So without amount of money, a lot can be done. You can send people on scholarships. You can pay for abortions. There are so many things to do, even in the agri sector. There are so many things to do. It's so many of them to be done. So that's my take on this.
All right. Thank you very much. There's so many things to do, obviously, with that kind of money right now in Nigeria. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah. My name is Collins.
All right, Collins.
Collins from Wike. Yeah. The problem of this country is a few some people know better. People like Ms. Azayo, because every topic they raise, he must contribute. But I bet if they give such people the opportunity, they will fail.
What is your issue with someone else contributing on a conversation?
The problem of this country, some people know better. But believe me, if you go to their families, they can't even handle it well. Topless of the country.
Okay, I think I don't think we're on the same page, all right? So I'm just going to let you go. Keep your calls coming through as well as on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number. On WhatsApp, this says, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Tribalism, ethnicity, etc. has to be dealt with first for us to make a headway as a nation. Look at the South, for example. We're blessed with natural gas. Wasting as flares up with the war in Ukraine and Russia. Imagine what we could achieve as a nation. Yes, there's been that argument as well in that regard. No name on that comment, but thank you for sending that in regardless. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Hello.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Operator Good News.
Okay.
I think for the fight, the problem is our leaders. Actually, they don't know where to channel our resources to. I'm a living witness to a guy to this. I'm working in private firm. Unlike my state, River State, how many industry is functioning in River State now? None. Everybody depends on Ludoyin. I'm working in a private firm, which where I'm working is a one-man business, and it employs more than 100 persons. It doesn't owe salary. So our problem to me is our leaders. They don't know where to channel our resources to. Let them be the industry for young ones, future ones. Yes, there are many people in River Tavia that went to university, no job. You can see a graduate looking for a job of 15,000 naira a month because of we don't have industry. Look at the amount of money they are spending on monthly basis. No industry is functioning in River State. So I think the problem is our leaders. Let them channel our resources. Let them channel our money to industries so that we can help the future ones. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much as well for sharing your thoughts. We've got some comments on WhatsApp and on Facebook. Let me start with the one on Facebook. Tamimi Rofa says, we have all the resources to make the country a great nation, but they prefer taking the money to other countries to invest. Then when it's close to elections, they show blind career into the mass. But don't you think that if these people refuse this sudden developed love, you know, and obsession, don't you think that would maybe cause for a rude awakening, if you get what I mean? Thank you for sharing that with me. Clement on WhatsApp says, I think we should put that money into food production. What kind of food production? All right, I see your comment, Mr. Zion. Thank you for sharing that with me on WhatsApp. Still taking your calls and messages. The numbers to call is 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. We're talking about in Nigeria, 193 billion. We're not talking about even million naira. No, don't get it wrong. 193 billion naira in Jigawa State was disbursed between November last year and June this year to quote and unquote pregnant women and lactating mothers. Some received 32,000 naira monthly, others 4,000 naira monthly, to the tune of that amount. Now, of course, there were some running, you know, incurring costs, according to the executive secretary of the program, Ibrahim Rabakaya. He did mention that 4 million naira was expended as extra charges. We don't know what those extra charges are for. 688 million naira was on bank charges. So bank charged 688 million naira for all these bank charges of maybe transfer cost, etc., etc. And then 4.5 million naira was for the ATM cards. Mm-hmm. So there you have it. Let's speak to Anonymous. Anonymous, good afternoon. I lost that call there. Please do well to call back. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, Harry.
Yes. Okay. I have been sharing a comment, and I think one of the things in this our country is the followership. You know, when we have the too much praise singer, the psycho fans and all of them, I think they are also part of the problem. Because when you have a relative, maybe you're sapping a little from somebody who is in public office, you tend to cast a blind eye, like everything is so well, like the administration is so perfect. You see them coming out to defend with their full chest and everything, that there is no wrongdoing, because they are having so little thing they are gaining. I have so many of them supporting this administration. But when you come out to talk, they will tell you, oh, they'll start lashing at you. So part of the problem is the followers, because of the little they are gaining. So if we can work on ourselves first, then we work on the leader, I think we can know when who to put in a particular public office. So in this time of the election, I think we have so much to do. I'm not campaigning for anybody, but at least people should be able to think, what, where do we want this country to be in the next 5 years or 10 years? Where do we want this country to be? Should we still be in this process of always striking or owing salary or wanting or the other? First, we should think of this thing and know whom to vote for. Because we cannot continue like this. There is no job in the River State. And every time you keep hearing big promises, you keep hearing they have done this, they have done that, but nothing has been done actually. So we are waiting. Because if not for, like, this country as a whole can put so many people in depression, just that Nigerians are so carefree, people are too happy. You get. So most times you see the things that it should actually be making people angry, but they don't need to. So in this kind of matter now, how much for bank charges? Like, how much do bank charge us for one transaction? Maybe, let's say, you send it 1,000 naira to somebody. That should be about maybe 10 or 15 naira. So this country, I don't know where we are heading, actually.
Harry?
If you keep thinking about it, you just run it.
Thank you so much for your thoughts, Harry. I totally actually understand, where you're coming from, and I totally agree with you as well. Thank you very much for sharing that with me. Still keep your comments coming through. We're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter as well, we're streaming live at Nigeria Info PH. Do you think Nigeria has a priority problem when it comes to managing our finances? Do we have a mismanagement problem? Do we have do we have indiscipline when it comes to sticking to our budget problem? Or would you say that it's just a case of intentionality not to do the right thing when it's supposed to be done? The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. I'm going to comment here on Facebook. Hope Echezu says, Nigerian politicians are corrupt. That huge amount can build human capabilities, like build skill acquisition centers, engage the youth, empower people, because the rate of unemployment is so alarming. Hope, thank you very much for your thoughts. I've got Sammy on the line. Sammy, good afternoon. Hello, Sammy. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sammy. You're welcome.
Yes. Nigeria has a mismanagement problem. I agree, 100%. In fact, more than 50%. Because if you see what is happening, I blame the state governors for everything that is happening. Because if citizens are holding their state governors accountable, I think the governors have a duty to also hold the federal accountable too. But you see here in state, people play politics with everything. They play politics with development, they play politics with education, they play politics with taxation, they play politics. Oh, when people begin to grow, the opposition are protesting in this entire that. But they forget to deal with it.
Are you there?
For me, I blame the state governors, because the state governors are responsible for everything that is plaguing the nation. If you take, for example, now, the federal government is trying to create an autonomy. But you find out that the state government is fighting against it. So we to be blamed. Are we to blame the federal or the state government? So the state government are actually the problem of Nigeria, not even the federal. The state government, they are the problem of the country. They are the people putting the country in starvation and backwardness.
All right, thank you very much. Namdi from Mahoda, good afternoon.
Hello, Gabby.
You're welcome.
One day I was discussing with someone and he pointed out something in the Holy Book. And he said at one point, God's punishment for Israel for disobedience was considered without leadership. and that's the only thing I can think of in our time is Nigeria. I genuinely feel, I don't know, but I just genuinely feel there's something that we must have done as a people that God just decided to punish us with bad leaders. It's unbelievable. Jigawa State has, I'm not sure of my figures now, but I think over 70% illiteracy among young women. Over 70%. We don't want to start talking of what's it called, the health in the number of out-of-school children. Have you been to Dutse and see the people they call the Almajeris and all that? How can you spend 190-something billion? Oh, I don't know. I still believe our problem, let me tell you, whatever is telling you, resources, this and that is not enough, our problem is management. We just keep on employing people to be our leaders who choose the worst of us to lead the best of us. There is nothing else that explains it. People who have never managed anything in their life, who have never been successful apart from selling public funds to come and take care of people. That's the only thing that explains what just happened in Jigawa State. But however, some folks say we deserve the leaders we get. Maybe people in Jigawa as well deserve the leader they have. If not, nothing else explains somebody spending 190 something. Did it say billion again?
Yeah, 193 billion naira.
Our policies have no end. I just hope one day there will be a redemption somewhere. If not, it's quite unfortunate.
All right, Anamdi, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts on Facebook. Stanley Mene says, capital, yes, and he sent that in from Iberio Buma, local government area of the state. Thank you very much for that. Sonny Michael Emalume says, yes, yes, and yes. So which is it for? Is it yes that Nigeria has a mismanagement problem, or yes that we're just, intentional with doing the wrong things? What is that yes to? Anyway, let's see what's going on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number once again is 0809 030 6416. On Twitter, it's at Nigeria InfoPH. I think we should start off with Twitter. At Philip Adaramo 1 says, it's an irony that almost all the colors seem to have the solution to the priority problem, but the reality is different at the seat of power. I think we should look at the facts that affect people at the seat of power. Thank you very much for your thoughts, Ayo. But here's the thing. What are those things? Let's actually talk about this. You're right. Let's talk about these things that affect people at the seat of power. What are these things? If you have an idea of what these things are, in your opinion, please share. What are some of the factors that affect people in offices? Let's not forget that the offices that are available to occupy in Nigerian government are not different from the ones in other parts of the world. Not even in other parts of Africa. In Rwanda, in Egypt, in Kenya, in Ghana, South Africa. So, how come? Do you see how bad it has become that our currency is now worse than a country that used to buy a tuber of yam for 1 million of its currency, and now their currency is now even stronger than the Nigerian naira? Go look for that story and read it up. That's how bad things have become for us in Nigeria. So what are these grave things that affect people in the seat of power that makes it impossible for us to have a working economy? What are these things? I really would like to know what they are. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Let's take some comments on WhatsApp. This one here says, our problem is we misunderstand the difference between leaders and politicians, though all leaders can as well become politicians, and some politicians are not leaders, but by opportunity they are being misinterpreted as leaders, hence lacking managerial competency, only concentrated in mono-economic source such as oil, undermining all other sectors like commercialized agriculture, housing, privatization of some moribund MDAs, etc. However, I still blame our people for short-time goals rather than longer-term approach in achieving our desired goal. It's quite lengthy, but thank you very much for sharing this with me. And I think you made quite a very salient point. Leadership and politics. You know, when it comes down to it, yes, we know what we know. We know that as politicians, there are certain factors that come into play. But as a leader who is supposed or assumed to have the well-being of the people he or she is leading at heart, there are certain things that also are expected of you. So where can we find one person who bears, you know, both leadership traits and is a good politician? Again, with politics or with being a politician, it's a very slippery ground there, because you could want to argue and say, oh, we need a good politician to run Nigeria, someone that understands the workings of politics. But sometimes one of the best leaders the world has ever recorded were people who were not politicians. I'm not saying in all cases, because I know that there's a very, very common example you might want to throw at me right now. I'm not saying in all cases, there are exemptions. But for most of the amazing leaders, world leaders that the world has ever recorded, many of them were not politicians at the time they assumed those offices of leadership. So being a politician, does that help? Yes, it's great to have an understanding of the workings of things, but does it add any positive ingredient to being a competent leader in whatever office you're vying for or whatever office you occupy in government? I'm tempted to argue that. I'm really tempted to argue that, but I wouldn't. I'll just let the conversation keep going. We have barely 2 minutes to wrap this up, so let's do that. Dom Wakike, thank you very much for sharing that with me. This one here is from Charles from Chosen Layout, who says, I feel very sorry for poor Nigerians. The government is the worst I've ever witnessed in my entire life. The only thing they're good at is sharing money, 400 billion unverifiable money used in feeding school children. Now this one. Are they captured in the budget? That is a question everybody is asking. Sadly, we can't take any more calls because the time is up and fast spent. I'll just wrap up with this comment on Facebook from Precious Unduku, who says, Nigerian leaders are so irrational when it comes to spending. Jigawa State is one of the Nigerian states reputed to have abundant mineral resources that include copper, tin, iron, gold, kaolin, etc., many of which are undergoing exploitation, yet they depend on oil. Why won't they spend it anyhow? Thank you very much for your comments. We do have to wrap it up now. I am Gabriella. Good afternoon.